interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Some more eclipse-related knuckleheadedness in a moment. But first, let's talk about our girl Ana Luise in Florida. 49 years old, she may have a career in stunt driving coming up, Brad, because she was wheeling around Pinellas County, Florida, Monday night on three wheels and didn't even know it.
And this wasn't one of those little bikes there, you know, the three-wheeled bikes
No, this was on her Nissan Rogue that she was taking around town. There were a number of 911 calls that came in. Hey, there's some lady driving around in her SUV, a little SUV, and there's no passenger side front tire. But somehow she's getting around. So the deputies head out there. They make the stop. They smell the alcohol.
Just follow the sparks.
Our girl admits to the drinking. Of course, she fails her field sobriety test because she's at a .16. And deputies found four empty Busch Light beers in a bag on the passenger side of the SUV with a receipt showing a purchase date of that same day. I'm surprised she's able to drive around that thing on the front side. You know, she was able to, I don't know that she was able to keep it between the lines, but she was able to get around.
I see your lady, and I can't believe it's news, and I offer you this in return from Idaho. The prosecuting attorney in this thing that went down back on March 13th says of 85-year-old Christine Janayan that it was, he says, quote, one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I've ever heard of. So what goes down on the 13th of March at about 2 a.m.? A 39-year-old guy named Derek Condon busts into her house. He's dressed in a military jacket, black ski mask, and he's got a gun and a flashlight, and he's mad. He's looking for goods. And so he takes the 85-year-old woman and handcuffs her and then takes her into the living room of the house at gunpoint and handcuffs her to a wooden chair. So he's got her kind of handcuffed to a wooden chair, 85-year-old lady. And he's looking around the house for stuff. And while he's out looking around in the house for, the, you know, what he can take, at one point, while he was downstairs, here's the story. Christine drugged the chair she was handcuffed to into her bedroom and retrieved her .357 Magnum from under her pillow. She's 85. She went back into the living room, hid the revolver between the armrest cushion and the couch where she was next to where she was seated, and waited to see what the intruder did next. And then when he came back out, she said, I thought to myself, it's now or never. And she ended that incident right there in the living room, John.
She ended him, didn't she?
Yes. 85 years old, handcuffed to a chair. She goes and gets her .357 from under the pillow.
So she's her hands are tied behind her, right?
Well, I think he must have just, I don't know, handcuffed one arm to the chair, right? So she had a hand free or something.
That's pretty amazing.
85. Okay. Don't mess around with Christine.
No. All right, and finally, an eye doctor in New Jersey said, I knew we were going to deal with some of this, and we have. He said, yeah, we've had some people coming in here with eye problems after the solar eclipse. Dr. Jeffrey Delarusso, ophthalmologist, said he's received an influx of patient visits and phone calls from people complaining about eye pain since the eclipse. He says he's spoken to 25 patients who damaged their eyes on Monday. Some of his patients had some difficulties with their color vision after admitting to glancing at the eclipse without the protective glasses. He says that's retinopathy. When your color gets all messed up, he says that's when damage occurs to the rods and cones in the back of the eye area, which can cause color distortion and blindness. He says, you know, there's no pain receptors when you're staring at the solar eclipse, so you're doing damage, you don't even know you're doing it. But I've had 25 calls. He says, but it's been all adults, no kids. So the kids are smart, have been smarter than the adults when it came to the eclipse. But for most of them, he says, staring at the eclipse can cause minor damage like irritation and blurred vision. He likened it to getting a sunburn on your retina. He says it will eventually heal on its own in most cases.